Now to the East. Celebrated hip-hop artist and poet Kanan grew up in war-torn Somalia, but he's got more street cred than your average gangster rapper. He fired his first gun at 8, and at 11 he saw gunmen slaughter 3 of his friends. Eventually, Kanan fled Somalia, and now he is making music about his experience. His new CD, Troubadour, blends hip-hop vibes with African and rock rhythms. How did Mandela get the will to surpass the everyday when injustice had him caged and trapped in every way? How did Gandhi ever withstand the hunger strikes and all? Didn't do it to gain power or money, if I recall, it's the gift. I guess I'll pass it on, mother thinks it'll lift the stress of Babylon. Mother knows, my mother, she suffered blows. I don't know how we survived such violent episodes. I was so
Kanan, welcome to News and Notes.
Thank you for having me.
How difficult was it to come up to become a musician and an artist growing up in Somalia during the very difficult days that you did while you were there?
You know, that was difficult for everyone. And so I kind of shared in the piece of the pie of all that is struggle that is coming from these kinds of political breakdowns when the center can't hold anymore. And so I'm just a part of that group of people, and eventually that's really what fueled my music. That kind of a curse ended up being a blessing to a degree.
Do you ever wonder why you, growing up in Mogadishu, a place you've already described as the meanest streets in the universe, why you turned the direction that you did? You're not out with the pirates out in the Gulf of Aden. Do you ever think about how you made the choice you made?
I got fortunate, you know, to be able to channel some of my own internal crises, you know, like the crisis of being faced with these immeasurable amounts of difficulties that the people I come from face. And then having absolutely no venue of expression for it and no one to listen is really kind of a hard thing to kind of survive. And so I was really just fortunate to have found melodies and poetry and music, which has let me release that kind of, you know, problem externally.
On your new CD, Troubadour, there are a number of very interesting songs on there. One of them is I Come Prepared. I made the list this year, I'm on a roll. You ain't no East Africa rock and roll. You don't know what time it is, like your clock is old. You ain't know we all packing like the block is sold. How could he be from the deepest, darkest of zero to become king of New York like De Niro? And he ain't even from New York, that's what's weird, yo. Where he's from, they just... So come now, don't you try to play the hero.
The idea of the song is we are survivors, and so we come from this, and to have emerged on the other side is really something that takes courage, and it takes fortune and humor and all of it mixed up. And so what I'm saying is I Come Prepared is kind of saying, well, hey, you know, I couldn't have been any other way.
You know, you have another song on here. It's the first cut. It's called ABCs, and it reminds me of a really... a profound combination of message, of music, of beat and lyrics, and it seems to be sort of along the lines of what you're talking about with I Come Prepared, isn't it?
Yeah, ABCs is just kind of like one of those moments, you know, where I'm using like a children's choir to tell my story. I have so many different influences and inspirations, and I feel like there's never a reason to disguise those influences. I think ABCs is just like a classic Kanan song in the sense that it gives you the conflict of should I dance or should I think, you know?
Does suffering make for more realistic rap lyrics and provide more credibility the more you suffer?
Well, I think those who do not seek credibility tend to usually have credibility. I think that struggle does fuel good perspective.
Well, you know, I ask that because I wonder, I've heard comments that you've made to some extent denigrating certain parts of American hip-hop culture and music, and wondering if you think that it's necessary, or if it's because of your experiences in Somalia that what you say has greater weight than someone who's rapping in America about something of lesser consequence.
Well, the truth is that I do respect people's struggles. You know, my gunshot wound is the same to you as the headache that you have. Everyone is entitled to voicing a struggle. What I was commenting on some of my songs and some of, you know, what you might have heard on the interview is really just about the glorification, the Hollywood version of violence that is in the genre that sometimes people put me in, that I'm sometimes a part of. But just because we come from the real ugly version of violence, it's hard for me to respect it when it's the picture-perfect type of violence that is in hip-hop.
Let me ask you about your personal life a little bit. You and your mother escaped from Somalia in 1991, and what I understand is a pretty amazing story. You were in the States for a while. You now live in Toronto. The difficulties in Somalia continue. They're on the news every day. Are you torn about where you should and want to be with your life with regard to where you were born and where you are and what you are doing now?
Yes, sometimes I am. There is no true consolation for those sort of things. When you're on the phone with your cousins who are your age and aunties and so on, and they don't have the natural right of a human being. None of them have plans for the next day. They can't really. You just might be killed. And so when I'm hearing these things on a day-to-day basis, it's hard for me to sometimes, you know, I feel like I can never really do enough. And that's part of what my music comes from, kind of this survival guilt, you know.
I asked my students if they had a question for you after listening to your CD, and here's one from Juliana Silverstein. She says, what is your inspiration?
My inspiration is the continuous things that happen in the world, which either surprise us in grace or surprise us in the way that they seek destruction. These sort of extremities are truly what inspires me. Nothing in the middle ever inspires me. No mediocrity. If it's bad, it's the worst which inspires me. And if it's great, it's the greatest.
Kenan, it's a pleasure having talked with you, and I hope to get to meet you at some point. Good luck with the CD.
Thank you so much. I really, truly appreciate that.
Somali hip-hop artist and poet Kenan. His latest CD is Troubadour. He joined us from our studios in New York. From the west side or the Chi-town, like Twister, with a flow so sick it'll blow you to bits. It'll show you the glitz and the gold and the wrists and the boats and the fish. When I blow them a kiss, look bloke, you must be talking a piss or taking a piss. Are you talking a fish or the girls in the boat exposing it? I could have been from NY. Like next on News and Notes, post-racial, colorblind, fairy tale. We'll hear how some white bloggers think race relations could change in the age of Obama. Fresh case jewels, and I'm riding on the unless they cool. And I got border troubles like them essays, fool. I could have been from the dirty like A-Town or MIA. I could ride an invisible motorcycle and go, hey, storm like the hurricane. And I don't mean hey, baby. I'm from Africa where they say, Kenan, boom, I ate. The beat is hot, doesn't matter.